by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 16, 1804, day three of the Corps of Discovery. Piper's Landing, about 15 miles upriver from St. Louis. Both captains describe what they saw on their journey in great detail, as they were instructed to do, but their descriptions are also articulate and beautiful, making them a pleasure to read. Clark's description of Coal Hill and St. Charles are a good example. See if you can imagine yourself with the Corps and enjoy the scene as they did.
Past Coal Hill, called by the natives Carbonaire, this hill appears to contain great quantities of coal, and also a rich appearance having greatly the resemblance of silver. St. Charles, this village is at the foot of the hill from which it takes its name, Petite Cote, or the Little Hill. It contains about 100 different houses and about 450 inhabitants, principally French. Those people appear poor and extremely kind. The country around, I am told, is beautiful, interspersed with prairies and timber alternately, and has a number of American settlers. I was invited to dine with a Mr. Doucette. This gentleman was once a merchant from Canada. From misfortunes, added to the loss of cargo sold to the late Judge Turner, he has become somewhat reduced. He has a charming wife and elegant situation on the hill, surrounded by orchards and excellent garden. Captain Clark, May 16th, 1804.
It turns out that while Captain Clark was enjoying a pleasant evening with Mr. and Mrs. Doucette, the men were enjoying a rousing evening with the other residents of St. Charles. Tomorrow, a little military discipline goes a long way.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Makote Records and Columbia Records. Descriptions and journal excerpts are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.